From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is heading to a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Laos Monday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. During the summit, Mr. Obama may meet Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who on Monday warned the U.S. president not to question him about extrajudicial killings in his country and a crackdown on drug trafficking.
We will always assert the need to have due process and to engage in that fight against drugs in a way that's consistent with basic international norms. And so, undoubtedly, if and when we have a meeting, that this is something that's going to be brought up.
Mr. Obama responding to Duterte's comments before leaving China, where he attended the G20 summit. Also, before leaving China, President Obama said he had a productive talk with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country. President Obama says he instructed Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working at discussions with the Russians about Syria. U.S. and Russian military officials have been meeting for weeks to try and work out terms of the deal. Previous ceasefire agreements have failed to last for long as both back opposite sides in the five-year Syrian war. A partially built parking garage has collapsed in Israel, injuring 18 people, trapping at least three others. There was no immediate reports of fatalities in Israel. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as this story continues to unfold. This is VOA News. Japan is announcing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to its country, but to the international community, considering the timing of its launch coinciding with the G20 summit in China. A U.S. official attending the summit condemned North Korea's action, calling the missile launches a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. A suicide bomber wearing an Afghan police uniform struck near the defense ministry in Kabul Monday, killing at least 24 people, including police and army forces, and injuring dozens more. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the Kabul attack that came as Afghan security forces on Monday retook control of a key district from the Taliban in the volatile northern province of Kunduz. The commander of the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan said last week that more than 900 Afghan soldiers and police personnel were killed in July alone. Demonstrators rallied against Brazil's president Michel Temer on Sunday, with signs reading "Temer out, an election now." Tens of thousands were protesting against the new government after Dilma Rousseff was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton planned Labor Day rallies Monday, a national holiday in the U.S. honoring American workers. Both a meeting with workers in Cleveland, a large city in the Midwestern battleground election state of Ohio. Later, the Republican nominee is campaigning at a community fair in Youngstown, Ohio, with Clinton appearing at a Labor Day event in Hampton, Illinois, Midwestern state where Clinton holds a substantial edge over Mr. Trump. A graph depicting the race between Clinton and Trump during the past year shows Clinton building a lead for 4 to 6 weeks at a time before a Trump rally that brings their poll numbers nearly even. And a storm that was first a hurricane hit the southeastern U.S. state of Florida in more than a decade, still causing some problems along the country's northeastern coastline on this Monday. Forecasters said the remnants of Hurricane Hermine posed little threat of heavy rainfall to Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York, but was still causing potentially life-threatening surf conditions along the coastline. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.